us all need to pray together and ask God's guidance for tonight, our Bible study. Let's all pray. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we have a Bible study, a book of Jeremiah, chapter 13 today.
今天晚上我们要查考耶利米书13章。
Jeremiah chapter 13, this is of we have fifth the message from the Jeremiah.
耶利米书这里呢是这里记载的是耶利米的第五个讯息。
This some of them we can tell the messages that there is a reputation.
那么可以从过去的他几个讯息来做比较，知道他有些讯息是重复的。
But the messages, each message is sometimes very heavy too.
它有一些讯息也是非常沉重的。
But I hope that we can digest and it becomes a spiritually, it becomes a mirror for even through this ancient time, the message from God. Yet we can understand, reflect our life.
但我们若是能够消化。 这些这个旧约时代所发生的事情，可以像是一面属灵的镜子一样，使我们可以反照在我们自己身上。First,
with Jeremiah chapter 13, we read. We can discuss together.
那我们先一起来念耶利米书13章。Let's
read the four verses each one.
我们一人念四节。
Brother James, can you start it?
吕贝贝开始。Chapter
13. Thank you. Jeremiah chapter 13. This is a message about the ruin, the West Bank. They talk about the chapter 13, verse 1 to verse 11.
首先呢，耶利米书十三章一到十一节，这里呢是讲的这个败坏的这腰带。
I'm sure because at the beginning, Jeremiah didn't understand why God asked him to buy this linen waistband and put it on to him.
相信一开始耶利米书也不懂为什么神要他去买一根麻布袋子束腰。
And then God asked him to take this, let him to go to Euphrates River, and then along the river, he asked him to put this waistband, this hide it there.
然后神又叫他带着这个腰带呢, 去把它藏在幼发拉底河的一个磐石洞穴里。
We don't know how long, but verse 6 says, and it comes about after many days. So it definitely it takes some time after.
然后第六节开始讲，过了许多日，可能是过了一段时间之后。
Can be year, we don't know.
有可能是，也有可能是好几年。
But it is enough time that these West Bank to be rotten.
不知道过了多久，但久到可以让这些腰带，让这个腰带呢已经变坏。So
when he went back to the place when he hid it there, where he hid, and he find out this waistband is totally worthless.
所以当他回到他藏腰带的地方，把它挖出来以后，就发现这腰带已经坏到毫无价值了。
And then the word of God came upon to him.
然后神的话就临到耶利米说，
pointed out about their pride.
讲到 犹大人的骄傲。
Actually, waistband is it's very important for the man.
其实腰带呢，对人啊，对男人来讲是很重要的。
It reminds the Israelites about the people of priest.
这其实会提醒以色列人祭司的重要性。
We know the Levites when they're getting into the temple of God, and they put on their linen, priest's garments, and then put this wristband.
我们知道利未人在要进去圣殿之前，要先整装换上麻衣，然后最后束上这麻腰带。
But then it wristband it turned to be rotten and it's worthless.
但这个麻做的腰带呢，如果坏掉了，就毫无用处了。
And then they talk about the verse 10, why it happened.
然后第十节就讲到这为什么会发生。
And God says, these people refuse to listen to the God's word.
神说这恶民不肯听我的话。
And because of the they are very stubbornness in their heart.
因为他们 心里面非常顽梗。
And also they follow the other gods.
他们又追 随从别神。
Not only follow but bow down to the idol too.
并且还敬拜这些偶像。
So that these the West Band turn out to be totally worthless, verse 10 says.
让这个腰带变为完全无用。
So the actually the God bring these people to treat them very well.
其实神把这些人聚集起来是要好好的祝福他们。
And they treat them like a very a precious, even like a own child, own children.
其实神是希望把他们如同自己儿女般的爱戴。
They make his nation to be like a, the nation of the priest.
神想要使以色列全家成为祭司的国度。
But everything that was all the status, all the blessing upon their to them, it turned out to be useless.
但尽管他们身上有这么多的名分和祝福，到头来都没有用。
If you look at the book of Isaiah, chapter 5,
你们如果看以赛亚书第五章。
This is a similar message.
以赛亚书第五章也有讲到类似的讯息。
This is the parable of the vineyard.
这里讲到的是葡萄园的比喻。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
以赛亚书五章第一节。
Let me sing now for my well-beloved, a song of my beloved concerning his vineyard. My well-beloved had the vineyard on a the fertile hill, verse 2. And he dug it all around, removed its stones, and planted with the choicest vine, and he built a tower in the middle of it, and he out a wine vat in it, grapes. Then he expected to produce a good, but it produced only worthless one. They talk about God prepared for everything, that all the, even the field, you know, the everything to make it the best situation and then best choice one planted but end up useless one came out.
这里神他也在讲说他花了他用最美好的用最好的东西呢想要去造这个葡萄园，结果他最后还是反而结出了不好的葡萄。
So the verse 4 is God challenged.
所以第四节神就反问了。
What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? Why, when I expected to produce good grapes, did it produce worthless one?
神说，我为葡萄园所做之外，还有什么好做的呢？我指望结好葡萄，怎么倒结了野葡萄呢？
And verse 5 is the consequences.
然后第五节就是讲到这葡萄园的下场。
So now let me tell you what I am going to do to my vineyard. Consumed, I will remove its hedge, and it will consumed.And I will break down it, the wall, and it will become trampled ground. And verse 6 said, it will lay its waste, it will not be pruned or hoed. But the barrier and thorns will come up. I will also charge the cloud to rain, no rain on it. So we can tell that they make the whole this place, the ruins, everything, and then it's kind of the land of wasted.
所以这里神这里就形容他要如何的毁灭这个葡萄园，使这个地成为一片荒芜之地。
So the Jeremiah chapter 13, this message is very similar messages.
耶利米书十三章这里提到的讯息也是很类似
的。At the beginning, this we know the land this West Bend is very useful because it tied up the rest of the Jeremiah.
我们一开始这个麻布袋子呢，一开始是很珍贵的，因为它可以被束在这耶利米先知的腰上。
But later, this one bring to the along the river of the Euphrates and put the, naturally because of moisture, so then its waistband turned to be ruins.
但当它被藏在幼发拉底河的洞穴中，随着湿气跟时间的过去。这个腰带就坏掉了，就变得没价值了。
It gives us some understanding of Christian life.
这里想要给我们的基督徒的这个教训是什么呢？
That when we come to the Lord, we are God gave us all the purpose ourselves to come to the Lord to be part of the His body.
当我们来到神面前的时候，神给我们一个给我们一个意义，让我们可以成为神的身体。
Everything is useful, so our life we are seeking for His, like to be like Him, and then we become the light of the word.
我们所作所为都是有意义的，我们可以追随神，喜欢想要成为这个世上的光。
And also we becomes like salt of the earth.
变得像世上的盐。
But end up the once the nature of the our a Christian life changed.
但可是当我们基督徒的本质改变了以后
this changing is the compromise with this word, things that we supposed not to do unfaithfully to God.
本质的改变就是指与这个世界做妥协，然后就开始做一些本来在神里面不允许做的事。
End up, it turned out to be useless.
那最后我们的生命呢，就会变得一无是处。
That we know the very good example in the Bible, the like a king, King Saul.
一个圣经里面很好的一个例子就是扫罗王。
Let's turn to the book of First Samuel chapter 15.
我们来看撒母耳记上的十五章。
First Samuel chapter 15 verse 17.
撒母耳记上十五章十七节。
Chapter 15 verse 17 to 19.
十五章十七节到十九节。
Brother James, can you read?
伯伯请念。
First Samuel chapter 15 verse 17 to 19.
撒母耳记上十五章十七到十九节。
Chapter 15, verse 17.
17.
Thank you. And in Samuel chapter 15, Samuel came to the king Saul.
这里呢，撒母耳来到扫罗面前。
And he get the message from God that he haven't obeyed God completely.
然后他从神那里知道扫罗王没有遵守神的命令。
But we find out that when he rebuked through the word of God.By the message from God, and but Saul, the king Saul said he kept the word of God. He says.
可是我们可以看到，当撒母耳这样对扫罗责备之后呢，扫罗反过来却对撒母耳说：“我其实是有遵守耶和华的命令。”
In chapter 15, verse 20, if Saul says, Saul talked to Samuel, said, "I did obey the voice of the Lord."
二十节这里有讲说，我是扫罗对撒母耳说：“我实在听从了耶和华的命令。”
But then, what the Samuel messages, we find out the verse 19. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord?
可是十九节，撒母耳明明的讲，责问扫罗说：“你为什么没有听从耶和华的命令？”
Then we find out that there's the gap between them.
那我们就可以发现这个当中这个的代沟在哪里？
Samuel, what the Samuel's view of submit to God and King Saul's view of submit to God is different.
撒母耳对服从神的见解与扫罗对服从神的见解是不一样。
Samuel trying to follow what God says, and that's a true submission.
撒母耳想要听从神所说的，这才是真正的这个顺服。
So do not use your idea.
就是说不要用人 的意思去曲解。
But the King Saul's idea is he listened to the voice of the Lord. That's why he defeated the enemy.
可 是扫罗他却认为他照着神的旨意呢打败了敌人。
So that's why after this battle made a victory and then brought this king Agag, the king of Amalek.
所以打了胜仗以后呢，就把亚玛利王亚甲擒了。
The verse 21 and then says he got some like ships and oxen, the choicest one.
然后在二十一节形容他在所当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊。
Because this one brought to the sacrifice to the Lord.
因为他觉得可以拿来献给耶和华。
But God doesn't like what the view of the king Saul.
可是神其实不悦纳扫罗的自作主张。
Because God as the king Saul at the beginning said, "You destroy these people, any living things, and destroy. Do not take anything actually from there. Just destroy everything."
因为当初神很明白的对扫罗说，你要把一切灭绝尽尽。包含这些所有的牲畜，他们所拥有的都要灭绝尽。
So we find out that this the true submission.
所以我们看到真正的顺服。
A very important part of the Christian life.
是基督徒生活中很重要的一部分。
Do not compromise with my idea.
我们不要把自己的意思也掺杂在其中。
So God's idea and God's word and then God's way and this is the way.
神的意思，神的话，神的道路，就应该，在用最原汁原味的方式保存下来。
When our attitude, our view is compromised, when we become our heart to be proud.
当我们的这个态度呢改变了以后呢，我们就很可能开始骄傲。
Because pride is bring up that my opinion can be added to.To the God's, you know, God's will, God's way, to add it to even change.
骄傲呢，就是认为我自己的意思呢，可以值得被加在神的意思上面。
That's the mention about the Samuel's point of view because you do not obey God.
这里就像撒母耳所讲的，因为你没有听从耶和华的命令。
That when you put your idea to God's way, that means.You are not you no longer you think you're smallest. That means that you already yourself is greater. Even can put your idea combined with God.
当你敢把自己的意思加在神的意思上的时候，就代表你不再认为自己是那最小的最小的，认为自己的意思呢已经有价值到可以加到神的意思上了。
So we have the Christian life. We always think about the Christian life.
所以我们要仔细审查自己的基督徒生活。
We should not change our original of we can say our faith.
我们不应该更改我们最那起初的信心。
Yes, we don't have to be boss for you know myself. We become a servant of God.
我们不需要吹捧自己，而是要成为谦卑的成为神的仆人。
When Paul, the Apostle Paul, when he converted a Christian,
当使徒保罗成为基督徒的时候
，the first things God have done to him is led him to be falling down from the horse to ground.
神对他做的第一件事就是让他从马上摔下来
，and then led his eyes to be blind.
然后让他眼睛瞎掉
，so no longer his own idea, his way to be continue for this journey.
让他没有办法再靠自己的意思走完那个旅程。
So they led him to change, to let his life no longer for himself, to belongs to God.
这才让他的生命转变，使他不再为自己而活，而是为神而活。
So find out when he wrote the letters, many times he mentioned about the bound servant, the apostle.
所以我们后来可以看到，在保罗的书信里面，他常常会。会形容自己是被捆锁的仆人。
So even in the Old Testament time, when they built the altar in the mountain, then they Israelites do not build the altar with any kind of the man's way to cut the stone to build the altar.
就算在旧约的时候，当以色列人在建造祭坛的时候，他们也不敢用人的手所凿过的石头来筑祭坛。
So altar has to be built according to the God's way.
这个祭坛呢，必须要完全照神的方式来造。
So do not put the man's idea to cut the stone to make it nice and neatly to make it.
所以不能够用神的的方式呢，把石头凿得方方正正的来做一个看起来很漂亮的祭坛。
To using the natural stone, bring up and then build altar, then God will accept it.
而是用自然所看到奇形怪状的石头来建成这蒙神悦纳的祭坛。
When you look at the Elijah when he went up to Mount Carmel,
以赛亚当他去加密山的时候
，when he contests with the false prophet,
当他与许多假先知搏斗的时候
，and he mentioned that the First King 18 says he built the altar they repair the altar says repairing the altar
就会形容他修复了祭坛。
And maybe the stone is a scatter, so they gather together to build the shaping of altar.
可能当时石头已经散落一地，所以他要把石头收集起来，把神的祭坛。
But we know the first prophet that the Baals and Astra they build the altar their own. Makes a very nice way, I'm sure.
我们知道巴利这些先知呢，巴利的先知呢，应该是用了人的方式呢，来盖了一个非常豪华漂亮的祭坛。
But God doesn't like it.
但神却不悦纳。
So we can see Jeremiah chapter 13. We can look at these messages. The ruin, the west band.
耶利米书十三章这里，我们可以对我们可以从这坏掉的腰带呢，可以学到。
And while we continue to pray to God.
当我们不断的在我们不断的跟神祷告中。
Because we want to listen to the voice of God.
因为我们想要听见神的声音。
So we don't want to change our attitude.
我们不应该改变我们的态度。
It's just like the King Saul, when he talked to the Samuel, he thought he kept the same way so far. He think he listened to the voice of God, but not true from the Samuel.
扫罗王当他回复撒母耳先知的时候，他以为自己呢，都没有改变过，都一直在遵守神的话，可是这是错的。
Now let's go to Matthew chapter 5.
我们来看马太福音。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 13.
马太福音五章十三节。
Chapter 5 verse 13.
马太福音五章十三节。
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless,How will it be made salt again? It is good for nothing anymore, except to be thrown out and trampled under the foot by man. Jesus mentioned about the Jesus telling us, you are the salt of the earth.
耶稣说你们是世上的盐。
But if the salt has become tasteless,
盐如果不再咸了,
that means a lost is a nature of the salt.
就是它失去了它盐所应该带有的特色。
Then it turned to be useless. Then.
那它就变得无用了。
So, Jeremiah chapter 13, the message about the ruin the west band.
耶利米书十三章这里，坏掉的麻布袋子所想讲的。
God gave us a message is do not be proud of ourselves.
就是神希望我们不要骄傲。
Now this pride is some, you know, because it's not like a.We can say it's very subtle. We can say.
骄傲呢是常常在我们不注意的时候，慢慢的渗入我们态度中。
I'm sure because during the time of Jeremiah, that the Judah, they you know, all the people, they do not purposely to be proud of themselves.
我相信呢，在犹太人跟以色列人，他们不是故意要变成骄傲的人。
But eventually, they start to compromise from their own idea to be the.To be the like a be like in a God's idea to compromise together.
但随着时间过去，他们慢慢把自己的意思加添到神的意思上之后，就开始变质了。
So eventually, do not listen to the God's word, but they listen to themselves.
最后，他们就以自己的意思为神的意思，就不再听神的话，反而只听自己的话。
So end up they disobey God.
他们最后就违背了神。
And let's turn to the book of Hebrew chapter.Chapter 3.
我们来看希伯来书第三章。
Hebrew chapter 3 verse 18 and 19.
希伯来书第三章十八十九节。
And to whom did he swear that they should not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? And so we see that they were not able to enter because of unbelief. Any other dimension about the getting into to the rest, the eternal rest, even important thing is our obedience.
这里提到呢，要进入安息的重点就是我们的服从。
So we have to keep our self of a truth, the true faith.
所以我们需要持守住我们起初那真诚的信心。
So that we can keep it until the last day.
并且持守到最后一天。
It comes from the bearing of the fruit.
这呢是伴随着结果。
When you look at the Luke.
如果看路加福音。
Luke chapter 3.
路加福音第三章。
When John the Baptist, he at that time he baptized the people.
当时施洗约翰在施洗人的时候。
But he saw that there is a Pharisees and those kind of people came to him.
他看到法利赛人跟这些文士的时候。
And John the Baptist telling them mentioned about the very harsh ways. Verse 7.
第七节，施洗约翰用很严厉的口气对他们说。
He therefore began saying to the multitudes who were going out to be baptized by him.You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come. So you can tell this is a very harsh way of words upon to them.
这里毒蛇的种类，谁指使你们逃避将来的愤怒呢？是一个非常强烈的语气。
The verse 8, so the John the Baptist says, therefore bring forth fruit in keeping with the repentance.
然后第八节他说，你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
So we have done this. Repentance, it's a lifelong process, actually.
我们要知道悔改不是一时，而是一世。
Because the more we are getting close to God,
当我们越靠近神
，the more we can see ourselves.
我们就越能够看到自己的不足。
Our repentance is a greater than a bigger.
我们的悔改应该要更大。
Then we can understand the God's grace more than before then.
因为我们比过去更能够了解神的恩慈。
So the more we understand the God's grace, so that we can thanksgiving to God more than before.
我们越了解神的恩慈，我们就越能够自然的感谢神。
So some people's concept is, we already repent at the beginning when we baptize in the name of Jesus.
所以如果有人认为我们一开始就奉主耶稣圣名悔改了。
But actually, the entire our Christian life is a process of repentance. Actually,
悔改受洗了，但不能这样想，我们。基督徒的生活呢是渐进式的。
That's how we're getting close to God.
就是要与神越来越亲近。
So we never change our identity.
我们不要改变我们的身份。
So that let these West band not to be worthless.
希望让我们的腰带呢不会坏掉。
So this is the key is to listen to the word of God.
这里的重点就是要。
And also, always we can look at ourselves not to be stubborn-hearted.
并且我们要常常自我省察，不要成为那顽固的人。
And then the Jeremiah chapter 13, second one, and God asked Israel that all the bottles he filling with the wine.
再来十三章的第二段呢，神要以色列人把坛子呢装满酒。
So let all the Israelites they drink it and then they can be drunken as.
使以色列人可以喝了，然后酒醉。
One sense is the drunkenness is kind of the merit, you know, it's happiness.
有人会认为酒醉呢就好像是快乐。
But this one is different.
但这里不是。
Once they drink it and they don't know they don't know what they're doing, they don't know who they are, then they're fighting each other.
当他们喝醉了以后，他们就忘记了自己是谁，就彼此争斗。
And end up they verse 14, it seems like it's like they're very harsh each other then.
最终就像是四节，对彼此相碰。
So God purposely destroyed this way to they actually destroy themselves.
神就用这个方式呢让他们 自我毁灭。
So on the last day, the drunkenness, it's important issue.
在末日的时候，酒醉会是一个很大的课题。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们来看以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse from 16.
以弗所书五章的十六节。
Let's read from verse 15.
我们从十五节开始。
15 to 21. We know this verse. So, brother OJ, can you read it?
十五到二十一节。
Thank you, because verse 18 said, do not get drunk with the wine.
18节这里讲不要醉酒。
Of course, this we can think as a physical issue, we can drink the wine, we can say.
我们如果以实际层面来讲，我们可以喝酒。
But actually, it's more than that.
但这里所讲的是更深的意思。
We can drink the word from this word.
我们可以喝这世界上的
The losing our Christian focus.
然后喝在因这世界上的话语喝醉了以后，我们就丧失了身为基督徒的。
Because we are too much engaged in this world.
因为我们的头呢，浸在这个世界里面太深了。
Forget about the seeking God and His will.
深到我们忘记了要追随神的旨意。
From the Christian point of view, this one we can say get drunken with the wine.
从属灵的来看，这也是喝醉酒的一种。
But Jeremiah chapter 13 is God just leave them alone this way. Do not let them know themselves. They fight each other. They ruin themselves each other.
耶利米书十三章，这里神就是说不要像他们一样，他们会这样喝醉了以后就会互相碰撞。
So what God asked them to fill up their own bottle, all the bottles, it is not a good message. This is a message of a consequence of the love of the word.
神叫他们把各坛装满了酒，这其实不是个好事，这是代表了他们每个人对这世界的贪恋。
And also this one interpret the verse 15, the book of Jeremiah chapter 13 verse 15, this one also interpret as a pride.
然后耶利米书十三章十五节之后呢，这里讲的是骄傲。
Because once we have a pride,
当我们骄傲以后,
we don't listen to the God.
我们就不会再听神的话,
then we can see we ourselves to be both ourselves,
我们就会自我夸耀,
and following the word.
并且追随这世上的
脚步。 So this is a pride here mentioned in Jeremiah chapter 13.
这个就是耶利米书十三章所讲的骄傲。
So continue to mention about do not be proud ourselves.
不断地重复地提醒我们不要骄傲。
So the Jeremiah 13 verse 18,
耶利米书十三章十八节。
To the conclusions here, 18 says, "So to the king, and the queens, the mothers, take a lowly seat, for your beautiful crown has come down from your head."
这里对君王和太后说，你们当自卑，坐在下边，因你们的头巾就是你们的华冠已经脱落了。
So the conclusion is,Be truly humble yourself.
这里的结论是我们要真正的谦卑下来。
The humility, it's not our just out appearance. It's just like a manner.
谦卑不是表面上看起来很有礼让，很有礼节。
Humility in front of God is within our heart.
在神面前的谦卑呢，是要由心发出的。
So the Jeremiah 13, the message is keep on the emphasize of our humility, actually.
耶利米书十三章这里主要的讯息就是强调谦卑的重要性。
So the verse 20 to 27, this is the consequences.
20到27节这里讲的是是结果。
That you are oppressed by the own people that you know before, but they are the one hired than you.
就是你曾经压迫的人呢，现在比你还要高。
Your life to be exposed to the shame yourself.
你的你生命中的你所过的生活导致你的羞愧被显现出来。
All you have that all yourself is scattered around.
你们就会分散在各地。
So this is a consequence of the Israelites the cause of the pride.
这就是以色列人骄傲的代价。
And so that's a Jeremiah chapter 13.
就是耶利米书十三章。
So let us remember these two things. That the one is the ruin the West Bank.
所以我们今天要记得两件事。第一个就是坏掉的腰带。
The second, the God allowed them to happen that they let the bottle to be filled of wine to get drunk, and drink it and to get drunk.
再来就是神放任他们呢。把酒装满并且喝醉
just ruined by themselves.
让他们自己败坏
This is all because of their pride.
这两件事情的背后都是在强调骄傲
So let us always we can pray to God.
所以希望我们可以向神祷告
Check our faith.
省察自己的信心
So never let our original faith to be compromised.
不要让我们起初的信心变了质
And always we are sober mind. We do notbe drunken in this world.
并且祈祷让我们思绪清楚，不要在这世上醉酒。
Let's seek God first.
并且追求神。
Now let's all kneel down and pray together.
让我们一起跪下来祷告。
Continue, God, help us at the Canoga Park Church.
求神继续带领帮助肯诺加教会。
And also continue to encourage ourselves, the Holy Spirit, we can keep our faith.
也求圣灵继续勉励我们，让我们可以持守住我们的信仰。
Continue, can pray for theJim Dai's father and the Jim Dai and the mother, their whole family.
那我们继续为 Jim 的一家祷告。
And then pray for the sister Maria.
也为 Maria 姐妹祷告。
As we know that she's like a kind of condition that she taking the medication is quite bothersome, I'm sure.
她现在她所吃的药呢，开始对她的身体状况造成一些影响。
Then not only pray, but if you have a time, you can call her too.
如果你还有时间的话。除了祷告之外，也可以打电话给他。
So you can encourage her.
这样可以勉励他。
And also pray for the Mike Stacy, is it sister?
Yeah,
the sister is a cancer.
为那个 Mike Stacy 的妹妹祷告。
And also the last one, pray for there's Anthony Wong. So let us all kneel down, pray together.
为 Anthony 祷告，一起跪下祷告。